Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.wordpress.com. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the second part of this annual general meeting, which I've organised as a way of just getting everybody together, all the listeners to Luke's English Podcast, just to get them all together in one room. The meeting is being held in a lovely old house, which is not at all haunted, in the English countryside. And so we'll be spending the weekend here. It's just a chance for me to just share with you a kind of a brief report on what's been going on in Luke's English Podcast recently. You might be able to hear a little bit more reverb, a little bit more reverberation in my voice. And that's just because the room is almost empty. There were lots of people in the first part of this meeting. Unfortunately, I called a break and a lot of them just didn't come back. I don't know what happened. I don't know where they went. I imagine that a lot of them just had something very important to do. Thanks for just the few of you who are here to see out the rest of this meeting. Now, as you know from the first part, and you should, if you didn't attend the first part of the meeting, I suggest that you go back and attend that one. Obviously, by attend, I mean just listen to it, because it's not a real meeting. You can't really attend it, can you? Because it's not really happening. But anyway, I'd suggest that, all right, just listen to the first part before you listen to this part, because everything's going to make a little bit more sense. Okay, right. So let me carry on with the agenda, which has been distributed. If you haven't got a copy of the agenda in front of you, you'll be able to find it on the internet. Just Google the agenda and you'll find it. Haha, not really. If you Google that, then you're probably not going to find it. There'll be lots of other things. It'll take you too long to find it. Right, so what you should do is go to www.teacherluke.podomatic.com and find the episode called Annual General Meeting Part 2, and you'll see the rest of the agenda listed there. Right, so the next item on the agenda, I believe, is set list show. I'm not going to go into this in too much detail. Basically, this is a kind of stand-up show, and I really want to see it. In fact, I'd love to do it as well. Usually in stand-up, in comedy, comedians will write a set list for themselves. Usually it's just a piece of paper with some ideas. For example, it could be like cats versus dogs, men and women, at the supermarket, Batman, you know, my granddad, you know, just points that they're going to talk about in their routine that could be funny. And if you look at a comedian's set list, it's just going to be a list of points like that that won't make any sense to you. But when the comedian kind of does his performance, it all suddenly makes sense and you understand it. Obviously, you don't normally look at a comedian's set list. He keeps it secret to himself. He might write it on the back of his hand so he can refer to it during the show. So that's the idea of a set list. So all stand-up comedians have material which they've prepared and learned and developed. Okay, and when they go onto a stage, they do their material. Sometimes they talk to the audience and improvise, but more often than not, they will just do their set. Now, there is a new stand-up show which has been produced by a guy called Paul Provenza, who is a Canadian stand-up comedian, and he's invented this stand-up comedy show concept, which is called Set List. And the idea is that the stand-up comedians have to go onto the stage and they perform a set of stand-up comedy, but they don't have a set list. They have nothing. All they have are suggested set list ideas projected onto a screen behind them. So before the show, the audience are asked to write down randomly just some words, which are then put into a bag and then are given to the performer on a screen behind them on the stage. And they have to do it. They have to improvise a comedy set using those words and items as their set list, as if they'd already come up with this thing previously. So basically, it's just improvising a comedy set list based on words which appear on a screen behind you randomly. It looks very exciting. It's kind of interesting to see comedians clearly just making stuff up without any preparation. It's interesting to see the mental process that they're going through while they are performing and trying to be funny. And it's very funny. It's a very interesting idea. And so just check it out. You can find some setlist shows on the internet. Look on YouTube and search for setlist show and you'll see some videos of it. So that's all. I just wanted to say that to everybody at the meeting, just as a recommendation. So when you go back to your desks at work after this meeting, then obviously don't do any work. That what's the point of that? No, if you want to look for something to be distracted by on the internet, then I suggest that you go to YouTube and type in setlist show comedy and see what you find. You might find some funny stuff there. Don't worry about just wasting your time at your desk on the internet. That's fine. This is Luke's English podcast. We don't need to worry about those things. It's like Google, but even better. All right. So next item on the agenda to deal with is the subject of meeting listeners. So I just wanted to say that sometimes I meet listeners to Luke's English podcast. I actually meet them in person. For example, in the school at London School of English, where I used to work in London. That's the London School of English. I used to work there, and every now and then I'd meet students who didn't know that I worked at the school, but they were fans of Luke's English podcast, and I would meet them. And after a while, they would be like, wait a minute, are you Luke? Are you Luke from Luke's English podcast? And I'd be like, yes, I am. And they're like, oh my God. Although, to be honest, usually what the reaction that they would have would be, I don't know, for me, it looked like a sort of just general disappointment. They're like, oh, you're Luke. Oh, actually, no, that's not true. To be honest, when I have met people who are fans, they go, oh my God. Like, they can't believe it. They're sort of stunned, surprised to meet me. I suppose, I mean, I don't believe I'm famous or anything like that. Not at all. But, you know, all right, okay, I am. I'm really famous. I'm more famous than Elvis. So when people meet me, I suppose they kind of think, that's what he looks like. That's kind of strange. I imagine that he would look somehow even... I didn't expect him to be so attractive. That's generally what people think, I think. They're kind of like, wow, not only does he have an incredibly sexy voice, but his just the way he looks is really quite stunning. I mean, picture Brad Pitt and George Clooney, and imagine if they had a baby together. Right, it's impossible, but just imagine that. And that baby grew up to become even more handsome than both of them. It's like double the handsomeness plus some more extra handsomeness that he got just from God. That's not what it would be like to meet me. What am I talking about? What I'm saying is that it's awesome when I meet listeners to Luke's English podcast. It really is. It's great. I love to see the expression on their face to say, I want to know what they think. You know, do they think, oh, wow, this is awesome? Or are they thinking, that's kind of disappointing. I expected him to be cooler than that. I don't know. I've got no idea what people think. But anyway, sometimes I do meet listeners to the podcast and it's great. In all seriousness, it's great. I love to meet people. It's nice to say hello, to actually meet some people face-to-face, to just be able to meet some of the people I'm talking to now. Because when I do this, I'm just talking into a microphone. And the microphone, well, it doesn't have much personality, this microphone. So it's weird. I'm just talking to... It's like I'm talking to just some technology. But then I go out and I go to a comedy show or something, and I meet some people who listen to the podcast regularly, and it's like, oh my God, wow, there's actually people, real genuine people out there who I'm connecting with. So that's really awesome. It's great, and I love meeting listeners. And to all the listeners that I've met out there, then hello, and I hope you're doing well, and I hope you didn't find it too embarrassing to actually meet me. Sometimes when I meet listeners, they get very shy because suddenly they realize, oh God, I'm speaking to Luke from Luke's English podcast. and they get kind of shy about their English. But don't worry, it's fine. I've met lots of learners of English. And anyway, if I met like, if I was listening to a podcast by a French guy, like Jean-Pierre's podcast Française, I don't know if podcast is masculine or feminine. If I was listening to Jean-Pierre's French podcast and then I met Jean-Pierre, I would probably feel really shy because my French is really bad. So I'd be like, bonjour, salut. I don't know what's appropriate here. Shall I call you tu or vous, Jean-Pierre? I don't know. So I'd probably feel very awkward. My French is bad, by the way. Okay, just to make it clear, I would say sort of pre-intermediate level in French. And again, to repeat my catchphrase, that's another episode of Luke's English Podcast there. I'm going to do one about my experiences of learning French, and I will speak some French, I promise. My brother, for some reason, made me promise to speak French in an episode of Luke's English Podcast. I think his aim there was to try and generate some solidarity with my listeners, to show them that I'm also struggling to learn a language too. I think most of the people who listen to this probably speak much better English than I speak French. But anyway, I will do an episode where I speak some French and you can sort of realise, oh my God, yeah, wow, Luke's really, really bad at French, and he must know what it's like to learn another language. I do. It can be really embarrassing. So that's something that's going to come up. Right, next item on the agenda, that's music mixes. And I just wanted to bring to your attention the fact that there are some music mixes available on my website. That's www.teacherluke.wordpress.com. And if you look for, I think, radio show or music mixes, you can find a button on the website. And there you can listen to some mixes of music that I've done. And you can download them as well. I think I've got two available there now, and I plan to upload some more in the future. That's just, if you like music, you can listen to those mixes. You might find them enjoyable and inspiring. They might make you want to lie down, or they might make you want to jump up and dance. Either one is great, in my opinion. Right, next item on the agenda, that's holidays and weather. And I just wanted to say, well, here in France, where I am now, it's holiday season. Everyone's going on holiday, so I'd like to just wish everybody a very, very happy holiday. I hope you have a great time. Maybe wherever you are in the rest of the world, maybe it's not holiday season. If you're in Australia, it's winter. Although, come on, winter in Australia doesn't really count. It's not really winter, is it? It's just slightly less warm than normal, I think. But maybe you're going on holiday at this time. If you are, then have a great holiday. If you're not going on holiday, then just get back to work, okay? Because the economy is relying on you. Half the world's on holiday. The rest of the world's going to have to work extra hard, all right? And the weather. I hope that the weather is good wherever you are. Here, it's boiling hot and sunny. It's very, very weird. I'm not used to these conditions. It's very hot and very bright. I don't know how to react to it. My body just produces sweat as a defense mechanism. My skin burns in the brightness. I can't sleep properly. I'm like a vampire, right? I'm English. I'm like a vampire, but I don't have any of the benefits. So my skin burns in sunlight. I spend most of my time awake at night, and yet I'm not able to fly. I can't live forever, and I can't attract gothic girls either. So it's not really as good as being a vampire. It's just being English. Anyway, I hope the weather's good wherever you are. I hope it's not raining a lot. I hope it's not freezing cold. I hope that you're basically comfortable and everything's all right. Next item on the agenda. Let's move through this fairly quickly, shall we? The next item on the agenda is my new job. And I'd just like to say that I don't know if you care or if it makes a difference to you, but I got a new job recently and I will be starting to work at a university. So I'm going to be employed by the government. I'll be working for the state education system, and I'm going to be working for one of the top universities in Paris as an English teacher. So it's a really great job. I hope that it works out well. I'm going to be teaching groups of 25 to 26 people, first year students. So they're all going to be sort of 18 years old. And I hope that they behave themselves, basically. I hope they treat me and each other with respect at all times. I hope that they don't constantly check their mobile phones or talk to each other in French or even in English when they're not supposed to. Well, obviously speaking in English together is all right. I hope they behave themselves. Maybe I'm going to have to become strict teacher, like don't mess with me teacher, that kind of guy. Maybe that's what I'm going to need to be in order to establish a firm level of respect among them. I'll be teaching English. That's it. So good. Thanks very much for your congratulations. I appreciate it. Not that I can hear you. I know that's what you're saying. You're saying, oh, new job. Oh, congratulations, Luke. That's fantastic. Really. Well done, you. Does it make any difference to anything? Well, yeah, I'm going to, you know, it's better. I've moved up. It's a better place to work, I think. I'm going to be getting paid a little bit more money. In fact, I'm getting paid the same amount as I was in my last job, but I'm working half the hours. So I'm getting the same money, but I'm doing less work. It's the French dream. Let's see. The next item on the agenda is the question of merchandise. So by merchandise, I think I mean things like pens, T-shirts, pads, mugs, badges, which you can buy. And they don't exist yet. I haven't produced any of them, but I was considering producing a range of Luke's English Podcast merchandise. For example, would you like to write some vocabulary notes with an English podcast pen, or maybe to write something on a maybe write a poem or some song lyrics on a Luke's English Podcast notepad? It can help you learn English. Statistics, which don't exist, have said that you learn 50% more English if you write using a Luke's English Podcast pen on a Luke's English Podcast notepad. That's up to 50% more. Non-existent statistics have proved that. There's no actual evidence for it, but they've proved that it can actually not only help you learn English, but help you learn other things too. How would you like to wear a Luke's English Podcast t-shirt when you go to the beach? Statistics haven't actually proved, but I'm going to say it anyway, that wearing a Luke's English Podcast t-shirt can make you up to 70% more attractive to the opposite sex. That's right. How would you like to wear a Luke's English Podcast badge on your jacket? It could be the trendiest, most fashion-conscious thing that you've never done. In fact, you probably would never do it. So anyway, I'm thinking of producing some merchandise, and I'm wondering what kind of merchandise to produce, and I don't know if it's even possible, but I thought I'd just put the idea out there into your minds. And if you think, yeah, I would like to drink tea from a Luke's English Podcast cup, because statistics say that tea tastes up to 110% better when it's made or drunk from a Luke's English Podcast cup. If you're interested in that, let me know. And who knows, maybe I'll work on producing some merchandise, which I will sell at very competitive prices. Okay. Right. Next item on the agenda is new episodes. And I'm always working on new episodes. I'm always thinking about producing new episodes of the podcast. And so basically you can look forward to episodes in the future. I've got loads of ideas in the back of my mind. Now, I can't really tell you all of them because I don't really know up until the moment that I've finished recording an episode what I'm going to do. I sometimes spend ages writing down notes and preparing and planning in a lot of detail. And then I start producing the episode and something happens, like my computer crashes or I lose what I've recorded or I get interrupted in the middle of the recording and it never gets completed. So there's lots of episodes in the past that I've started to create or tried to create and then I've been stopped or prevented from doing it. So it's kind of difficult for me to spend too much time on the preparation stage because ultimately it could be a waste. It could be a waste of my time. So I'm always planning. I've always got things running around in my head. I've got lots of ideas stored in my phone, lots of things written in my notepad and stuff like that. So lots of ideas coming up. So I guess part of the fun with Luke's English Podcast is you don't know what you're going to get next. It's like that thing in Forrest Gump. You know, my mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Well, to be honest, Forrest Gump, you do know what you're going to get because well, it's a box of chocolates, isn't it? It's probably going to be chocolate. But, you know, Luke, life is like Luke's English podcast. You never really know what you're going to get, I suppose. Right, the next item on the agenda is the question of wearing trainers without socks and the dangers. Now, in the hot summer weather, it's very tempting to go outside in a pair of shorts. But what do you wear on your feet? You can't wear a pair of shoes. You have to wear some sportswear of some kind, don't you? So you probably wear some trainers. But the question is, do you wear socks? If you wear socks, which ones? You can't wear black socks with a pair of white trainers. That's ridiculous. No. In fact, it's difficult to wear proper, like, white sports socks because they're too long. So many times I'm forced to go out into the streets wearing only a pair of trainers without socks. And I have to warn you of the dangers of that, ladies and gentlemen. It can cause smelly feet and smelly shoes. Okay, good. Right, I just wanted to mention that just to warn you. Be careful. There should be a layer of cotton between your shoe and your foot in order to prevent smelly shoe syndrome. Okay, good. The other thing is that, just another thing I wanted to say, you can also go out wearing flip-flops. Those are sandals that you wear on your feet. You know, flip-flop, flip-flop, right? Flip-flops. You could wear flip-flops, but you've got to be careful in flip-flops, depending on where you are. Now, in Paris, in the hot weather, I thought, I'm going to wear flip-flops. I'm going to go for a walk in the streets wearing flip-flops. Bad idea. The reason is, well, quite frankly, there's a lot of shit all over the streets in this city. So it's probably a good idea to cover your feet with something. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Luke, did you get poo on your foot? Well, no, I didn't. My feet are fine. They're very clean, very well maintained. They're beautiful. I didn't get poo on my foot, but I nearly got poo on my foot. Okay, it was frightening. I was walking. I thought, I'm going to cross the road. I stepped between two cars and I had to do like a last minute Michael Jackson kind of move. Ah! You know, like a ow! Sort of thing. I had to do one of those with my feet really quickly in order to prevent stepping in a street cake. That's what I call them. I call them street cakes. Gifts left by dogs. Yes. So watch out. If you're in the city in flip-flops, watch out for street cakes, okay? One of these days I'm going to write a song called Street Cakes. In fact, I think I'm going to try and improvise a song called Street Cakes. Okay. Now, honestly, I've never tried playing this before, but every time I think of the word street cakes, I think that's a great idea for a song. Okay. Street cakes on the street. Street cakes, gotta watch your feet. Okay, that's going to be the feel-good hit of the summer. Street cakes. Yeah. Trying to put the guitar back, and I can't. I might drop it. Okay. There you go. Just be careful when you're walking around the streets and you're wearing flip-flops because of the danger of street cakes. Okay, next item on the agenda is the sound of your own voice. You know when you record your own voice and listen back to it and you think, is that me? Oh, my God. Oh, that's horrible. Stop it. Turn it off. You know when you think that? Well, that's a normal response, normal reaction. Why am I talking about this? Well, two reasons. One reason is sometimes I think it's good for you to record your own voice. For example, if you've got like a presentation to do, or if you just want to practice speaking and you don't have anyone to speak to, you can just record your own voice into an MP3 recorder or a phone. And then if you can stand it, listen back to yourself. Now, I know that's a bit mental. That's a little bit crazy. It's essentially talking to yourself. But if you remember at all times, I'm not mad, I'm not mental, I'm doing it to improve my English, then you'd probably be all right. But it's difficult to do that because listening to the sound of your own voice can be quite painful. It's not very nice. But if you can bear it, that could be a solution to the question of how do I practice speaking when I don't have anyone to speak to? You could just like practice doing some speaking tasks into a microphone, listen to the result, see how it is. You know what I mean? You could try that. The second reason I mention how weird it is to hear the sound of your own voice is because whenever I listen back to episodes of Luke's English podcast myself, I kind of think, that's not how I imagined it. That's not what I wanted. I wanted a BMX. I didn't want to hear the sound of my own voice. I wanted a PlayStation 4. I didn't want to hear the sound of my own. That's not what I wanted. That's not what I asked for from Santa. I didn't want to hear my own voice, weirdly. I wanted, to win the lottery or something. I'm sure I had a point of some description here. Maybe I should just sing Street Cakes again. I think that may be either the best or the worst moment of this episode. I don't know. There was a superlative in there somewhere. So anyway, the sound of your own voice. Yeah. So all I'm saying, I suppose my point is that I don't have genuine objectivity about Luke's English podcast, which can be a bit confusing because I'm always slightly unsure. I finished recording an episode and it's not exactly how I wanted it, but it's okay, you know, and I publish it. And then I always have this moment of like, oh God, I'm not sure that was really very good. Is that just because I don't like the sound of my own voice? Who knows? Who knows? Right, next item on the agenda is Zdenek Lukas. I don't know if I'm saying your name correctly, and I'm really sorry because I know you have told me how to say that, but, you know, I'm sorry. Zdenek is a listener to Luke's English podcast. He's from the Czech Republic. He's also an English teacher himself. And it's very interesting because he contacted me some time ago just saying how enthusiastic he was about the podcast. And it's very nice to hear such an enthusiastic series of comments from someone. And it's interesting because he is an English teacher himself. And he told me how he's been influenced or inspired by listening to Luke's English podcast to the point where he's now producing his own podcast. And it's called Zdenek's English Podcast. And this is because a number of episodes ago, I suggested to you, the listeners, that who knows, maybe you could create your own podcast. You could call it Jose's English Podcast, for example. Well, Zdenek has actually done it. He's created Zdenek's English Podcast, and you can listen to it on the internet. Now, again, to be honest with you, I want to devote a whole episode to this because I would like to create an episode called Parodies of Luke's English Podcast or homages to Luke's English Podcast run out of steam. You know what? This is part two of the meeting, and I did part one earlier on today, like immediately before doing this one, and I'm knackered now. I'm absolutely exhausted. It's too hot. And I've been doing this for like 2 hours or something. I'm really tired now. But anyway, Zdenek, right. He's created Zdenek's English Podcast. I'll post a link to it on the page and you can find it. But I just wanted to say, hi, Zdenek, and you're awesome because it's pretty weird listening to your podcast because it's clearly like really inspired by mine. I don't think it's an actual violation of my copyright or a breach of my intellectual property rights or anything like that. It's just very similar. But it's kind of cool because he's sort of taken a lot of the features of Luke's English Podcast. For example, just the general style, the way in which I talk, the way in which I kind of go off in different directions, the kinds of jokes I make, just the whole rhythm, style and feel of it is like really similar to Luke's English Podcast. And it's kind of very strange to listen back to it because it kind of makes you think, wow, this is really bizarre. Someone has really learnt from me and is actually inspired by me and sort of doing what I'm doing. It's like I've created a whole new thing which people can do. So this is a kind of a deep subject for me, but I just wanted to say, check out Zdenek's podcast. It's good. He's really good. He's really funny. He's an interesting guy. He's got some interesting things to say, and it can be quite a good companion to Luke's English podcast. But Zdenek has sent me messages, and I'm in contact with him, and he's sent me some messages which I intend to play on episodes of the podcast. Specifically, he sent me some things about the Pink Gorilla episode, which, in his opinion, is the best episode that I've ever done. And he's got, you know, he's done a master's degree in English language and linguistics. He's very clever, very qualified guy. And in his opinion, the Pink Gorilla episode is really, really great work. And he sent me a whole message explaining exactly why he thought it was a really good thing. And so I'm sorry, Zdenek, I'm not doing it in this episode because that's not what I intended to do. But I will do an episode in which I deal with the message you sent in, the recording that you made as an introduction to Luke's English podcast, and the comments that you made about the Pink Gorilla episode. I will do those. I'll cover those things in a podcast in the not too distant future. I've got other recordings as well. For example, Paul Langton and Alex Love, my comedian friends, they sent me a message from Brighton recently, which was a kind of, a spoof, a parody of Luke's English podcast. And they do it very well. It's very funny. I want to include that in that episode as well, and some other things. So, again, I'm talking about other episodes that I'm going to make that are not this episode right now. It gets a bit confusing when, in this episode, I talk about plans to do other episodes in which I reference other episodes again. It's a bit like Inception, but for podcasts, you know, lots of different levels. Right, the next item on the agenda is the length of episodes of Luke's English podcast. And this is a point which comes up again and again. And I think, to be honest, I've laid it to rest. I've dealt with it. But then every now and then, and it's rarely, but enough for me to notice it, every now and then I read little comments from people saying, oh, the podcast is a bit long. It would be better if it was shorter. Like, I had one about the driving episode, which I think was an hour and 10 minutes long. And someone said, this is a great episode, but it's a bit long for me. Half an hour would be better. And again, the thing I always say is, well, surely it doesn't really matter if it's long, because you can just listen for half an hour and then stop and then do whatever you've got to do and then listen to the next bit for half an hour and stop and do whatever you've got to do and listen to the next bit after that. So I don't really see where the issue is, especially when, you know, most podcast players will remember the point at which you stop listening. Then again, also, it's not as if at the end of the episode everything is concluded and wrapped up. It's not like you need to listen to all of it in one go, otherwise you're not going to learn anything. It's not that kind of thing. You can dip in, dip out. I suggest you listen to them several times to really get the best of it. But just listen to half an hour, stop, then listen to the rest at another time. I listen to podcasts as well. You know, I know what I'm talking about. I listen to loads of podcasts. My favourite podcast is called Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo's Film Review. And those podcast episodes are always over an hour long. In fact, some shows are just an hour and they're too short for me. I don't listen to all of it in one go. I listen to 20 minutes on the way to work, and then I pause it, do my work, listen to the rest on the way back. So it's kind of with me all the time. Sometimes I get the opportunity to listen to the whole thing in one go, and that's like a pleasure. You know, maybe if I'm on the Eurostar, I can listen to all of it. You know, something like that, or if I'm on a long journey. So I understand when episodes are very long, when it's like an hour and a half, like the Ghost Stories episode, I know that's rather long, but technology means that you can just pause it. So no problem. Nevertheless, my general aim is to go for about 1 hour, maybe just over 1 hour for an episode. I think that's kind of a good time. I feel like I can't achieve enough in half an hour. Maybe it's because I'm not efficient enough, because I ramble too much. I don't get to the point quickly enough. I'm constantly beating around the bush, you know, all that kind of thing. Maybe that's why I can never achieve what I want in half an hour. I don't feel like half an hour is enough for me to say what I want to say. If you listen to a radio show on the internet, or on the radio, I mean, if you listen to a radio show, often they're 3 hours long. Admittedly, they have songs, but a lot of radio shows are, you know, 3 hours. So there you go. I've made my point. That's it. Would you like to listen to a little bit of reggae music? Yeah, you would. Yeah, me too. Okay, I'm just going to play you a bit of reggae music, just, I don't know, just for variety and just because I can. Okay, so check this out. You might like it. Ababuka. Skeng, 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 skeng.
Every day you're wondering, wondering, what will you do? Every day you're
what will you do? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Really nicely produced. Deep bass. It's really unique music as well, because this rhythm, it's very unique to reggae music. You know, rock music, jazz, nothing else sounds like this. Very very strange rhythm, really, isn't it? No idea what he's saying. Brunga, 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 what? Brunga what? Brunga dictionary? I don't know. Anyway, bit of reggae music. I hope you enjoyed it. That ends this small... That ends this musical interlude right now. Do you believe in love? I wonder. Personally, I do believe in love. I think that love makes the world go round, although that might also be gravity. But I do believe in love. I think it exists. I think it's very important. I'm not quite sure how to conclude this bit, so I'm just going to move on to the next item on this agenda. I hope everyone is still concentrating here. Everyone okay there on the sofas? Yeah, in the zero gravity chamber. You're okay. You haven't fallen asleep. No, good. Wake up. Hey, that's it. Good, good. I'd like to keep your attention focused and all on this at all times. Has the Coca-Cola run out? Can we get some more Coca-Cola, please? Pepsi. Diet Pepsi. That we've only got Diet Pepsi left. Come on, no one drinks Diet Pepsi, do they? Dr. Pepper, at least. No. Okay, right, well, water. We got any water? John? Oh, I don't know what John is doing. Anyway, if you need a bit of refreshment, just go ahead. But we're going to move straight on. The next item on the agenda is just Pacific Rim. Pacific Rim. Have you seen it yet? Have you seen that film, Pacific Rim? If you don't know what it is, it's a movie by Guillermo del Toro, who's a Spanish director. And he's made this amazing film, which is basically massive alien monsters fighting massive robots. And these alien monsters are sort of like the same size as a skyscraper against robots that are about the same size as a skyscraper. That's it, really. I just think it's a great concept, and you get to see them smashing each other up. And they burn things, and it's like Godzilla, but updated for the 21st century. That's it. Just like the idea of robots versus monsters sort of fighting each other. Yeah, good. Next item to be dealt with on the agenda is statistics. So that's some podcast statistics. So I just wanted to let you know that the podcast is getting more and more popular all the time. And I remember when I first started doing this, one of my aims was to get 1,000 downloads in a month. Right, that was like a big objective of mine at the beginning. 1,000 downloads in a month. Well, now I'm getting over 6,000 downloads a day. 6,000 downloads a day, which is just brilliant. Now, I don't know. There are some things I don't know. I don't know if they're listening to all of that. So I know that the episodes are being downloaded, but I don't know if they're being listened to. I don't know if people are liking it, but they're downloading it. Maybe they download it and go, well, that's shit. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to edit out that swear word later because this is meant to be a family show. Anyway, so I know that they're downloading it 6,000 times a day or more, but I don't know exactly in what way they're listening to it or in what way you're listening to it. I know that there is a hardcore group of you out there who listen to everything, and you've been listening for a long time and you're really locked in and really enjoying it and getting a lot out of it. I expect there are various people who kind of drift in and out. Some people find it and they start listening to it. They download all the episodes and maybe they get distracted and they stop listening or something like that. But anyway, 6,000 downloads a day is just unbelievable. And I'm transferring like up to 4 terabytes of data every month. Up to 4. So that's like often I reach my maximum threshold of about 4 terabytes of data every month. It's frightening, actually, the amount, the number of people listening to this. But I try not to let it distract me from the fact that I can just say whatever I want on this. But it's great. It's really great that that number of people are listening to this. And it's just brilliant. I suppose this means that people, more and more people are finding it and discovering it. And I'm just, the community of listeners is growing all the time. It's really, really good. But I still struggle to believe, how can the thing be downloaded 6,000 times a day? I suppose the fact that there's 140 episodes available now helps, because the more episodes there are, the more downloads there are, right? I guess if it's 100 episodes, divide 6,000 by 100, then that's like per episode, that's about 600 downloads a day per episode. Some episodes will be downloaded more than others in a day. But just the mind boggles. I mean, I do have stats to show me where people are listening, and I get lots of listeners in Russia, South America, Spain and Italy, Japan, Korea, India, various parts of Africa, the UK and the USA, and Canada, just basically everywhere. God, like Poland, a lot of listeners there, lots of listeners in Germany, France, Belgium. I've said Russia, haven't I? When I start listing countries, I'm on dangerous ground, because I know that you're listening out there and you're thinking, when's he going to say my country? Well, what I should do is just go through the list of all the countries that I have listening to me, and then I can do it. But no, I can't do that because they're written in different languages. So I'm sorry, I can't do that. You just have to trust me that your countries are all there somewhere in the list. I publish the list sometimes on Facebook. I take a picture of it and publish it there. So maybe go on Facebook and have a look, and you might find a picture of the list of countries of people who are downloading the episode. But it's just great, and welcome if you're new. If you're not new, then I'm glad that you're still here. It's brilliant. The next item on the agenda is emails. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Emails, I get lots of emails and I try to respond to them as quickly as I can. Some of them sit in my inbox for a little while before I finally get round to doing them. Some emails I read out on the podcast, and I generally sort of wait a little while before doing one of those episodes where I read out emails from listeners. But I'd just like to say thank you if you sent me an email, and it's always great to receive them. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and my phone is full of emails from listeners. So it really does help to encourage me and keep me going. Let's see. Next item on the menu, on the agenda, is the new Star Wars movies. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? There's going to be some new Star Wars movies coming out, directed by J.J. Abrams, who has been responsible for the latest Star Trek films. And I think this is probably a good thing. George Lucas has said, OK, I give up. I'm not going to direct anymore. Good thing, because I think you kind of spoiled it a bit, George. Maybe the first couple of movies were a bit of a fluke, maybe a bit of luck, but those last three ones, the new ones, they were frankly bad, in my opinion. So I'm looking forward to the new Star Wars films when they finally do arrive. Apparently we're going to have some of the original actors from the original movies are going to appear. I think J.J. Abrams is a great director, and he fills his movies with lots of detail and lots of humour and full of action. They're really sharp, very snappy, and he's got a real eye for sort of science fiction as well. I think they could be great. So I'm very much looking forward to those. I'm looking forward to the return of Luke Skywalker because I've always felt a kind of a connection to Luke Skywalker since I was a child. Finally, I think that's it. I think that wraps up the meeting. I'd just like to say thanks very much for coming. And do you have any other business? Any AOBs? Anyone? No? Okay, well, I think that's it. Thank you very much for a productive and fruitful meeting. If you do have any other business or any other questions, then you can send an email to me, luketeacher@hotmail.com, or simply leave a comment under this podcast episode. Thanks for attending the annual general meeting. Thanks for those of you who actually stayed. Everyone else who left after the first part, well, I mean, it's your loss, isn't it, really? It's been very good to see everyone. And I think there's a little bit of Diet Pepsi left. So if anyone would like that. No? No one? Okay. Well, thanks again for coming. I guess we can all go home now. Have a great holiday. I'm going to go away on holiday now as well. So the office is going to be empty for a couple of weeks. Have a great time on a holiday. Relax. Take it easy. And I'll catch you later on for more episodes of Luke's English Podcast in the future. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks again for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, you can visit teacherluke.wordpress.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.